podcasting from Nashville Guitar Store in the heart of Music City, USA. Bringing you inspiration, education, and behind-the-scenes stories from prominent guitarists and others influential in the music profession. Sharing tales of their history, discussing guitars, their gear, their work, what's on tap for the future, and delivering wisdom we'll all appreciate.
I sure wish I kept my first guitar.
That's how it all started.
It was that single guitar lick that made the song.
I love playing out, but it's good to be home.
Collaboration with these great writers inspires me and blows me away.
Your host is Marcia Ware, nationally recognized radio personality, singer, actor, and author.
John Foster is our guest today, Oklahoma boy. I gotta tell you, this is a pretty impressive resume. Sammy Kershaw, the Beach Boys.
All of them from Oklahoma.
All of them from Oklahoma. And not to mention, Charlie Daniels signed you back in 2000 as a staff songwriter.
Yes, for 3 years I was a staff songwriter. No record to go, but he just met and took some faith in me.
He's a good guy.
He is a good man.
But John also penned the song "I'm Not Breaking" for Steve Holy. What year did that chart?
Probably about 15 years ago.
About 15 years ago for Steve Holy. Do you remember the first time you picked up a guitar?
I'm sure it was like we would go either to someone's house or because we didn't have, no one played a guitar in my home. So, or maybe at the church. And a lot of young men, you gravitate and you just kind of play around. But I'll tell you what, when I heard "Come Together," things changed.
Do you still have your first guitar?
I do not. I remember getting it. Yes. And you know what? My folks, I just feel so good that they got me the $10, $15 model and said, we don't know if he's going to. I took that thing in the bathroom outside to the back when I had to go sweep. I'd sweep a bit. Whenever I go play on the tennis court, I would flip my racket around. I was on the tennis team and I would flip my racket around. They say, "Flip that thing back. You're
Well, okay, so you mentioned "Come Together," so obviously the Beatles, a big influence for you. Who else back in the day were you listening to?
I was, I was so into the Beatles, it was a little AM station in Ardmore. They played variety. You'd have Carl Douglas giving you a little kung fu fighting, and then the very next thing you might hear Major Harris, "Love Won't Let Me Wait." But there was a variety, and I feel very blessed to, because I loved it, for the most part, I loved 90% of it. It was just great songs and performed with a magic.
Well, when it comes to the gear that you use, in talking with other guitarists, I find that the less is more philosophy tends to be with guitar players of a certain age. We'll just put it that way. Guitar players of a certain age. The more mature you are, the less you realize you need that pedal board that's got like 95 little gizmos on it. It's just not a necessity anymore. So,
and there's something I can say as a young man, when your testosterone is at its height.
Yeah, that's...
More is better and faster is better. Let's get this over. Let's try this and try this and try this.
Yeah.
If you try this, there's just plug us in here. And you're right. What was terrific was in high school, Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, I had gone. I learned lead guitar and I played very tastelessly. When I matured, I learned less is more, but it's good to be able to access. Yeah, and I can tell you, the musicians play, but they just want, they're going to want clean in pocket and, And plus the people the singers, they're going to want a good solid pocket, not me back there, working on my slash licks. During "You Give Good Love to Me," I'm back there. But, yeah. Hey, can you hold on? Can you turn your mic down?
So, okay, we've talked about the people that I've mentioned the people that you played with. Who else? Who did I leave off the list? See, Sammy Kershaw, Beach Boys. Who else have you played with? Is that...
Charlie.
You played Charlie.
And then I went out with the Billy Graham evangelistic team with Ralph Bell.
That's true. But you grew up in the church.
I did grow up in the church.
Was that where you started playing? Or where did you actually start playing?
I think I would do features once I felt confident. And, of course, when you're young, even though if you're not so good, but they see your ambition. And
that's the bless his heart phase.
I'm still in it. It's really something. But
bless his heart. Let's just give him a praise offering.
Let's just a little Jimmy, John, a little G. Okay, little Jason. So I would do. I did. I actually, there was a group called the Lost and Found from Anderson College. They were like an outreach group, and they came to our Church of God, and I learned that record on guitar, and I did a few songs. a little, some of Ralph Carmichael. But it really was the Beatles that just made me go to the bathroom every day, many times a day, and sit there and practice my guitar.
That is fantastic. Well, now, these days, you are not only a sought-after session musician, but you also have three tribute bands. You've got Fab, which is your Beatles tribute. You've got World Turning Band, which is your Fleetwood Mac. You've got The Consolers, which
the Consolers.
Is our 60s R&B, mm-hmm. funk, soul, jazz. You've got Right Out of My Soul. Was that your first solo effort? It was
my first full-length CD.
That has a great cover of God Only Knows, and also a lot of the, you know, just the songs that you tend to, you know, make a living with now. We know what influenced you back in the day. How does playing all that great tribute classic music influence you now?
I would say Right Out of My Soul was a byproduct of that, kind of an accident. I had sung a demo for someone, and the engineer, John Albany, engineer, and I ended up making him co-producer because he deserved it. And he put my voice in the star seat. And on a particular demo I sang, it was the first time I heard myself in the star seat. Something in me said, I want to do a whole record like this. And just kind of, lots of echo and just fill it in. And he was the guy that did. He knew how to mix it. And
John Albany is a genius.
He really is a genius.
He is studio alchemy at its best.
Yeah, he's.
If you are ever in Nashville and you want a great engineer/producer, John Albany. I'm trying to think. What's the name of his studio?
Sonic Eden.
Sonic Eden. Yep, that's it. Sonic Eden.
Sonic Eden.
And we're just going to give a shout out right there. So going back to the question about the different bands you're in, the Consolers, as I said, was more R&B, funk, dance, party music. Fab is Beatles, and World Turning is Fleetwood Mac. From a technical standpoint, from a player standpoint, there are a lot of lines blurred, a lot of lines crossed. From a technical standpoint, was that more difficult for you, or do you think it just went by feel?
Oh, for me, it was easier because my teacher would show me play it for me and then give me the lesson, and I would basically watch him enough times that I just would kind of learn it on my own. And I said, well, here I... And then he'd look at me, and he said, I know you're not looking at... I know you're not reading the music.
Quit fronting. Just stop fronting.
So it... Just for me, it was my path. And I don't think I had the focus to learn the notes, you know. I moved too fast by ear.
Okay, so again, Right Out of My Soul was your first effort. Then you had the Lost Nashville Chronicles. Mm-hmm. Then I came across a little gem called Not Anymore.
How about that?
There's one song, Memories to Lose. I wrote the note and put a little frown face. That is one of those cry in your beer kind of country songs. Is that a John Foster composition?
Co-write with David Dwartson. He has brought several lyrics to me, and he always just... for the most part, he just said, I just want to hear what you do first. And I said, if it doesn't work for you, then we can do it. But he always gave me lyrics, and I would do the music stuff. So,
well, why don't we take a listen to this amazing cry in your beer kind of song. This is called Memories to Lose from John Foster.
Still see me falling to my knees. Still hear me calling out your name. Maybe someday I'll get over you, but I still got memories to lose.
And we'll have more with John Foster right after this. You're at NashvilleGuitarStore.com. I'm Marcia Ware.
At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, paying full price for guitars is a thing of the past. Like dial-up internet. You'll find Epiphone, Fender, Gretsch, Ibanez, Taylor, and lots more. What you won't find is the big box store prices. Get yourself a killer guitar at a fraction of the retail price at NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Killer guitars at a fraction of the price.
And it seemed no matter what strange turn life might be taking, home sweet home was always there waiting, but not anymore, not anymore.
From the CD of the same name, that was Not Anymore from John Foster. We'll get more music from him in just a sec. I'm Marcia Ware, and you're at NashvilleGuitarStore.com. What is your work ethic with regard to practice? You know, what's your process as far as like songwriting goes?
Well, thankfully, for me, and because the singer and writing, I worked all those years as a guitar player, so that foundation for what I need to do, I can draw upon. I don't need to be constantly practicing 3 hours a day, and you know, that foundation helps you to have some consistency. I would say the hardest work ethic is fleshing out lyrics. When I get inspired with a song, the music comes fast, the idea comes fast, but to me, getting those middle areas mm-hmm. is really where I'm in the furnace. So,
where can we follow you? I know you can be found on Facebook. Do you mm-hmm. have what other social media presence do you have?
Really, just about Facebook. John H. Foster.
Consolers.com. World Turning Band.
WorldTurningBand.com.
Mm-hmm. And what about Fab? Does Fab have a website?
Fab does. I think it's more of a right now. I think they did, but then when Facebook came along, they just made that.
Okay, so
I am also in a fourth tribute band. It's called the One Hitters.
Stop
and
it!
One Hit Wonders.
Yes,
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Love it.
And yes, and Brother Louie by Stories and.
Oh my goodness!
And it's a lot of fun too.
Okay, that's enough getting in your business. Let's get inside your head and play a little game I like to call "Take Your Pick." Just a couple of questions.
Okay.
A little rapid fire. An audio Rorschach, if you will.
Okay.
Beatles or Stones?
Both are great. Beatles for me.
Okay. Playing live or playing in the studio? If you had your druthers, come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Knuckles to the gut. Come on.
Had your druthers. Oh, let me see your notes. See? And you didn't even spell druthers. Druthers. It would be live if I had my druthers.
Yeah, if you had your druthers.
But it's both important because it's important to grow, and then the creative and being able to, they're both important.
I'm feeling you. 4 a.m. What's your philosophy on 4 a.m.? Go to bed or get up?
I, by nature, I love the night, the magic of the night.
Yeah.
I really do.
You almost said I love the nightlife.
Boy, I was close one night.
You came so close. I love the night. Like, you like to vote.
Ring My Bell was next. Anita Ward was just about to go come back into the room.
So I'm going to assume go to bed at 4.
Yeah, I love the magic of the night. And when I was writing these Fleetwood Mac shows, all the songs, they'd fade out in this weird, and there were no real endings. And I would listen to them, and in the night, you know, the receivers up there, and I would just figure it out, and then I'd bring it to them, and they say, yeah, that's it. How'd you know about that? I said, it happens in the night.
Amps, Fender or Marshall?
I'm going to say Fender because, for me, they're more versatile.
80s hair, bring it back or leave it where it is?
Depends on the song.
Oh, I love it.
It really does.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Whatever Mrs. Foster says.
That is the correct answer, actually. Peanut butter, smooth or chunky?
Chunky.
Clapton or Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Love it. And finally, now this is kind of an odd question, but...
This is an odd question. We're just now getting to the odd... Oh, my word. Tell you what.
What is your favorite guitar riff? If you could think of any intro, so just one of those really cool, iconic guitar riffs.
At the top of Barracuda, they put a phase shifter, and it is one, is like basically, you know, the low, it's one chord, it's the three strings, and it's loping, but the chords aren't moving. And with the tone, and it's really not even a riff, it's just because it's the same, and it's powerful.
That is probably one of the coolest answers I have ever heard to that question.
If you think about it, Barracuda.
Absolutely.
It's not fancy. It's not... It's one... It's simple, but I can't imagine them opening it any other way.
What a great way to end our conversation. John Foster, I gotta tell you, it is always an absolute joy to be in your presence, to laugh with you, to talk with you, to learn. Because it's always a pleasure. So for NashvilleGuitarStore.com, I am Marcia Ware.
Thank you, Marcia. And I want to thank everyone here at NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Dedicated to bringing you inspiration, education, and behind-the-scenes stories from prominent guitarists and others influential in the music profession. To hear more, subscribe to the Nashville Guitar Store podcast in iTunes. Go to NashvilleGuitarStore.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram.